Hello, good day to you. This is Sean Anderson. So much appreciation for you for being a kindred spirit and caring about making a difference with your life, inspiring people, inspiring yourself, living an inspiring life, helping others do the same. So this week's blog, thank you for taking a listen, is titled, Shouldn't We Ask? Here we go. Is it working? Honest answers may be brutal to consider, but since we get only one shot at this living thing, shouldn't we ask the question? Okay, so, well, I know the question is not one everybody will want to answer. I mean, really, who among us wants to take a walk through their own life crap and acknowledge what's not working? But if we really want better for ourselves, isn't asking required? So let me ask, is it working? The question universally applies to 100 areas of our lives: our love life, our search for purpose, our friendships, our health habits, our financial situation, our career satisfaction, our secrets to coping, our passion for living. Is what you're doing in these areas working? Well, I got some giant clues for you that maybe something's not working. You wake up feeling unhappy and defeated. You hit the booze bottle at the end of the day. You're constantly tired and emotionally wiped out. You feel everything on your to-do list is a huge freaking hassle. You find it hard to get motivated. You feel limited connection with others. You notice you're often agitated, jealous, or bitter. You feel hopeless and totally, completely stuck. Any of these things give you the feels? It's not working. Absolutely, the realization of the truth sucks. It means that if something is going to change in our answer to the question, uncomfortable thought, discipline, and effort are going to be required. Those are three things not easy for many of us, any of us, to want to do. But better is never born living the easy. For me, I give myself three choices. Number one, keep doing what I'm doing and continue to fail, flail, and flop. Number two, decide I don't want what I thought I originally wanted. Number three, change how I'm doing what I'm doing. I own the power to choose for me. You own the power to choose for you. The power to choose, well, for me, that's the gift that changes me. It's the great difference maker. But what comes with the gift is also this hard truth. I have no right to expect more if I continually choose less. The direction we walk is our choice. It's on us. Man, finger pointing. It's for lessers. So let me ask myself, let me ask you, is it working? Thank you so much for being here today. I hope I planted some seeds that help catapult you forward in life. Go out, create a great day, never stop going the extra mile, and may you always inspire others to live and do the same.